Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a number of new safety measures are being rolled out on public transport this morning that might impact your daily commute. So security guards are set to begin operating on Dublin City Bus as part of a pilot project to tackle antisocial behaviour. But will it be enough of a deterrent? And if you're a regular e-scooter user, that quick scooter trip to the train station or bus is no longer an option, because from today electric scooters are banned on public transport over concerns that the batteries used in them could catch fire. Well, for more reaction to these measures, I'm joined by Dermot O'Leary, who's General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, is here. And Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City, is on the line. And you're all welcome. But Dermot, I want to come to you first, because we know that since 2019, the number of reported antisocial behaviour incidents on Dublin Bus has doubled. This pilot project then, it's going to run for 20 weeks. Do you welcome it?
Look, anytime there's a focus on, good morning Claire, sorry, anytime there's a focus on antisocial behaviour in public transport, is, I suppose, look, it's good for us, because we've been campaigning. You know, originally we were a lone voice in the wilderness, like campaigning for a dedicated police resource on public transport. Now, a lot of people have occupied that space with us, thankfully, including with seeing the transport companies and quite an amount of the politicians, by the way, from the Taoiseach to the Tairis, all very supportive of that. So, look, I suppose it's, the story is, it's a highlighting, you know, the antisocial behaviour. But I will say this, Claire, that on the Darton commuter trains in Dublin, this type of security has been operating for quite a while now, and in just 4 months up to August there was 400 incidents across that network, even with those people there. So look, it's welcome on one hand, it puts the focus on it. It was a result, I suppose, there was buses out of Tala last year for a number of months, and there was an extra focus on it from that. And the new CEO, who spoke on the clip on the news there, Billy Hahn, called the unions in and wanted to do something from his point of view on behalf of Dublin Bus. So look, it's positive in a sense, but it's not the silver bullet, as he would have said, and it's not something that is going to, you know, deter people from engaging in the type of antisocial behaviour that our members are witnessing on almost a daily basis across public transport at this stage.
So are you saying that it hasn't worked on the Dart?
No, it's working to a certain extent, but it's important to understand, and I said this many times to you, Claire, these people don't have the powers of detention and arrest. They can remove people from buses and this, you know, they can do that all right, but they can't arrest people, and there's no consequences for people. And it's the same as the Lewis. They're on the Lewis as well. And look, the visibility of these people is positive. There's no doubt about that. And it does deter certain levels of antisocial behaviour, but it doesn't work the trick, or work the oracle, I should say. And again, unless there's that police resource there, you know, really, ultimately, that's the goal here. And again, I mentioned Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, to name but two, and others in the political arena, Sinn Féin as well, seem to be now at this stage very much disposed to establishing some type of police resort and public transport. And we're saying to the politicians this morning, in the back of this, you know, turn those words into action now and actually legislate for that type of police resort that we need.
But I suppose this pilot programme, it might make people feel safer travelling on the bus, especially late at night.
Look, Claire, I don't want to rain anybody's parade, to be honest with you. And we did cooperate with his introduction, and it's very positive from that point of view. And certainly, again, I would have listened to the CEO this morning in Morning Ireland, and he spoke about the night services as well. There is problems around the night link, which is a very good news story as well in itself, that it's a transport service that runs late into the night, and we have some 24-hour services that work all week. So this is, it's a positive story this morning in terms of, first of all, it highlights antisocial behaviour, and it does bring that visibility, you know, of security onto buses now for the first time ever, I suppose, in the history of those.
And Dermot, when it comes to the e-scooter ban today, is that something that drivers were concerned about? Like, would it be front of mind with a driver, the danger of e-scooter batteries?
It's one of those ones that we'd have sympathy with the lobby on the other side of this debate as well, and that people would have bought e-scooters to go to train stations and go to bus stops, I suppose, and get off the other side and continue their journey. We'd have some sympathies there, but look, I suppose, from our point of view, from the driver's point of view, you have to err on the side of caution, I suppose. And the experiences in Barcelona and Paris over recent times where e-scooters caught fire is a concern. And again, I suppose, look, we always look to London, we nearly always look to the UK, for example, in terms of how we look at public transport, and they'd be banned on London and the buses and the tubes there since 2021. So again, look, it's one of those things. And again, the airlines, I suppose, the airlines is a good example as well. They don't carry anything with a battery over 160 watt, right. And most of these scooters have that type of power, you know, double that type of power, to be honest with you. So listen, one of the other things I'll say before I let you go, shall we, Claire, is that, you know, there is still a problem with these scooters at night time with the winter, and the clock's going back shortly, in terms of visibility of these people on these scooters. I would appeal to people that use these scooters to start wearing high vis Bus drivers, no more than anyone else in their cars, struggle to see these people at night as well. So there's other issues around e-scooters that should be debated, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people, drivers would agree with you there, late at night and early in the morning too. It can be hard to see if they're not wearing reflective gear. Dermot, thanks for joining us this morning. Dermot O'Leary there from the NBRU. So Geraldine Herbert, just to explain to us what's happening here with the e-scooters, because I mentioned earlier, it's not e-bikes, it's not mobility scooters, it's just these e-scooters. So tell us what's happening from today.
Yeah, so they're banned basically from Dublin Bus, Bus Air and Go Ahead Ireland, Éireann Road Air and Lewis and Transport for Ireland. You cannot bring any scooter on board. Now, the main reason is, as the NTA have said, it's a fire risk. And there's a few reasons why these batteries go on fire. One of them is that they get damaged. Now, they're placed obviously very low to the ground. They're actually on the scooter. So therefore, they're much more vulnerable to getting damaged during use or transporting them than e-bikes. So that's one of the issues. Also, substandard charging equipment or improper use can cause issues as well. Now, again, there's a quality control issue. E-scooters have been unregulated in a lot of markets for a very long time. Even in Ireland, they've only recently become regulated since May. You can buy them online. Some of them may not have the CE mark, which is to say that they actually comply with European standards. Also, if you're charging them with chargers that aren't actually specified by the manufacturer, that can be an issue. If you charge them for too long, like more time than you actually need, they can overheat. So they're the issues around it. And there have as Dermot said, there has been instances in Madrid and Barcelona and in London that have caused. Now, these are the incidents we know about, but at the time they caused a review, which they weren't the only ones. But on reflection, public transport authorities have decided that they're unsafe.
OK, so you'll be refused permission to get on board if you have one of these. But what if you're caught, you've managed to conceal it and you are on the bus or you are on the Dart? What are the repercussions?
Okay, Éireann Road Éireann have said if you're caught actually on board with an e-scooter, you could face a fine up to €100. Others that I contacted, like Lewis and Dublin Bus, have said you'll simply be put off the bus or the Lewis or whatever.
You'd be asked to leave.
Yeah.
Janet Horner is with us as well, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City. Janet, what do you think of this measure?
I think anything that comes to fire safety has to be taken incredibly seriously. So from that point of view, I understand the motivation for the ban. I think everybody is assured if we know that fire safety is not a concern when we step onto a bus or a train. But I think they've also been very useful for commuters over the last number of years, particularly for that last mile, whether that's at the start of your journey or at the end of your journey. And there is a concern now that people who might have taken their scooter on the train to Houston, for example, and were able to zip up in 5 minutes, are no longer able to do that. They may be able to take the Lewis, they may be able to other things, but maybe the timing of those things don't work out. It inevitably takes more time. So it does inconvenience people quite a lot. It can make it very difficult for people to get to their job or their destination, wherever they're going. So I think for public transport companies now, it's looking at how we can incorporate safe parking for e-scooters, mm-hmm. which has largely been neglected because to carry with you.
Just as you bring it up, Damien has been in touch with us to ask whether there has been extra provision made for the safe and secure parking of e-scooters at public transport stops and stations to coincide with the ban. That would make sense, Janet, wouldn't it?
I think that would make huge sense, and it would allow people to do those multimodal journeys, use their e-scooter safely but not bring it with you. But at the moment, because that parking isn't provided for, almost everybody is just carrying their scooter with them. They're storing it under their desk in work instead of parking it up securely somewhere outside or by the way that people would with a bike at the moment.
Yeah, Damien says it needs to be sorted as soon as possible, Geraldine. And on the other side of that then, you know, if they're unsafe, perhaps something should happen on the regulatory side when it comes to the e-scooters that are sold and used here.
Yeah, I mean, the chances are now that they're legalised and they're being sold through proper outlets and people know all of this, that people should be encouraged to check for these CE marks to ensure that they do comply with European standards. But I think the other thing that we could look at is having maybe e-scooters available at train stations the same way as the e-bikes are. You can just, you know, jump on the Dublin bus, you can, or the Dublin bikes, you can just, you know, hop on one. And that would mean that people could actually still continue their journey on an e-scooter without actually bringing it. Mm-hmm. But storage is a big issue, and there isn't, as far as I know, any storage available, at certainly not at the train stations.
Because there is a shared e-scooter scheme in Wexford, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
So perhaps if that was replicated, it might go some way to solve the problem.
Yeah, something like that would definitely, because obviously this is exactly what they're designed for, is that last mile journey. And I mean, like listening to people over the weekend who were interviewed over it, they were saying that 40-minute journeys were cut down to 10 minutes. I mean, this makes, you know, public transport much more attractive. So we do need to look at it. It is a sledgehammer response in one respect. But having said that, passenger safety has to be put first. And mm-hmm. we don't know the quality of the batteries that are in all of the e-scooters at yep. the moment, because they were unregulated for so long.
But perhaps, Janet, some of these measures, like the safe parking that Damien suggests, and I know you agree with, or the shared scooter system or regulation, that these things should have happened in tandem with this ban.
Yeah, and I think if you look at London, for example, London went for the option of only having shared e-scooters because they can regulate for the quality of them better than privately owned ones. So there's different ways that cities have approached this. I certainly think we need to move towards incorporating e-scooters as part of our standard transport offerings as a city, given that they are so prolific in any case. So I think among those, certainly things like parking has to be part of how we look at how we make e-scooters a sensible, easy option. And I think this, the shared scheme, it works in some cities, it doesn't in others as well. So it's something that we definitely need to review, keep looking at what models work best. But mm-hmm. in a lot of cities, the parking of e-scooters has become a big issue. So I think there's a lot of factors we need to think about when we're looking at how we would do a shared e-scooter scheme for successfully for the city.
Well, there is a suggestion now from a listener who says certified scooters should be allowed, because they argue that the ban adversely affects lower paid workers and carers who are trying to get between patients in a hurry. I wonder, could that work, Geraldine?
I think the problem is just how do you regulate it and how do you ensure it, and would it take time to actually verify mm-hmm. this and all of that? So I think the easiest thing is what the NTA have suggested, which is, look, just ban them.
Ban them all.
Yeah, that is the problem.
But it is a sledgehammer, as you said earlier. How do people know they're getting a certified good scooter?
Yeah, the thing is, you should just check that there is a CE mark to make sure that it's a genuine CE mark. Again, go on to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission's website, ccpc.ie. They have information around it. So, and just make sure that you have a name of a manufacturer, reputable, and you're buying them from reputable sources mm-hmm. and all of those things. But unfortunately, that's not going to make a difference at the moment, because they're all banned.
Yep, they're all banned. Geraldine, thank you so much. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, and Green Party councillor Janet Horner. Child psychologist Dr. David Coleman will be taking parenting questions after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.